Right now, let's bring in Mike Cozzi. Good morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
How'd your racing do this past weekend, first of all?
Well, we'll start with the Jim Dandy right on top. Tax paid $11.
All right.
We didn't hit the exact. The Global Campaign ran third. Tacticus stumbled at the start, and some of the announcers on Naira obviously had big bets on Tacticus because they were crying the blues at the end of the race. But Tax used his tactical speed. War of Will went out of his realm going to the front, which you can't make horses do what they don't do usually. And Tax sat the garden trip and paid a nice $11 for us. In the Bowling Green, we had the wrong channel. We had Channel Maker. Channel Cat won the race, paid $29 in a big upset. And Imperial Hint ran his eyeballs out in the Vanderbilt, set a track record, and paid a big $13.60 overlooked. And just shows you how it goes. I used Farizzi Fire with Diamond Oops, who ran second at 26-1. Didn't use Imperial Hint at all, and threw away $250 exacta. So good races this weekend up at Saratoga.
All right, now we'll move on to Major League Baseball. The Red Sox took 3 of 4 from the Yankees. And there's a sports writer for the Boston Globe, Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
And he wrote an article, which I have been talking about for years. And he said the Boston Red Sox and New York Yankees so-called rivalry is a black eye for baseball. It's just, we're tired of it already. It was an interesting article written in perspective from a Boston sports writer, mentioning that, you know, the way the runs both teams give up this year and everything. It was just an interesting article, but the Red Sox still took 3 out of 4. The Yankees lead by 9 over Tampa Bay and Boston. And I texted Mike over the weekend after, I think, was it after the second or third Yankee game? I think after the third game, saying that the Yankees definitely are going to look to pick up two pitchers because that rotation. You can't keep giving up 7 to 8 runs a game and expect to win a lot of those games. I mean, your hitting is going to go into a slump every now and then or face some tough pitching. So, but what do you think about the Mets picking up Stoneman, even though he was a big Met fan as a kid? So I guess it's
well, yeah. Let's not run away from the Yankees first.
Yeah.
Their starting pitching stinks.
Oh, yeah.
There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
Their bats covered up for their sins against the Twins, but they couldn't cover it up against the Red Sox. Their starting pitching barely gets out of the second inning. They're giving up an average of 7 runs a game. Last night I was watching the Yankee propaganda network known as ESPN, the fake news network, and Rodriguez was comparing their starting pitcher, German, to Pedro. He's saying that they're using quotes here. He has Cy Young stuff. As soon as he says he has Cy Young stuff, better tend to hit. It's a 2-run home run. And I'm not picking on Jermaine. I'm just talking about A-Rod.
Yeah.
And Cy Young only went 5 1/3 innings yesterday. That's not a Cy Young pitcher. They used a quote, which I spent some time and fact-checked, which news doesn't do anymore. They came out with a tremendous-sounding quote that Jermaine is undefeated after a Yankee loss. You know how many times he pitched after a Yankee loss?
Twice.
Yeah. I mean, this is just a joke. Then the female broadcaster, when Benintendi hits a home run, this was her line. On the Benintendi home run, the breaking ball stayed up, so Benintendi went down to get it. That reminds me of an old line on Gilligan's Island when Thurston Howell III said, "There's a southeaster coming from the northwest." these people, they're clueless.
Yeah.
The shortstop, he didn't get to a ground ball for the Red Sox. He just didn't move quick enough to his left, didn't get there. He got crucified by Rodriguez for that. When the Yankee got picked off first base in an inning when the game was coming close again, there was complete silence. Complete silence. And the last one is when the Red Sox, the Yankees had, I think, first and second or first and third, and it was a fly ball hit to center field, and the Yankees were running around the bases like chickens without a head. The first baseman went to cover between the first base between the pitcher's mound and home plate for a cut. Well, the Yankee first base runner took liberty and got way off first base. So what did the Red Sox center fielder do? He saw the first base runner was way off the base. So he just threw blindly to first base and threw the ball, which bounced into the stands. Why? Nobody was there for first base for the Red Sox. He got away with it. And what does A-Rod call it? An innocent mistake. What the heck are these people doing? These people are getting paid in the broadcast booth to make these stupid statements. An innocent mistake. Let me tell you something. On my high school team, if the center fielder threw the ball to first base and we didn't have a player there, he'd be doing a lot of running after the game. Yeah. It's not an innocent mistake. It's a stupid mistake. Man, oh, man, ESPN has fallen by the wayside. Yeah.
So what's going to the Mets getting Stroman?
Now we can go to the Mets.
Stroman. That means they're obviously going to get rid of one a pitcher themselves.
I have no idea what they're going to do. Zero. If there's one thing the Mets don't need, it's starting pitching. Yeah. So what do the Mets do? They get a starting pitcher. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. So now the Mets have a glut of starting pitching. I think that Van Wagenen thinks that since pitching's at a premium and he has a bunch of them, he's going to be able to deal and totally rebuild a team. Good luck with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
good luck. I have no. When I heard that they got Stroman from the Blue Jays, I just started laughing. I was totally speechless because I have no idea what they're thinking of. None. If they think they're going to hold teams ransom, other teams are going to say, you know what, keep what you got. And then what are the Mets going to do? Bad move. Unless they make a big package deal with like two, maybe three pitchers and get back three starters from another team, I don't know. I think they're a little late to make that deal. The only sap that would probably do that is in Miami, but they have nothing to trade anymore.
Well, we'll see what happens. So we've got another what is the
2 days.
2 days. Two days for the deadline. Well, anyways.
When I saw that, I was like, ooh, boy.
Yeah, pretty interesting. Yeah. It was funny, though, because I had seen pictures because I've been following him. Ever since they've been the trade rumors, and the kid was a Met fan from when he was a little
from
kid.
From New York,
yeah. So and he was a Met fan, and he wanted to pitch back in New York. So I don't know.
The Mets are granting wishes now.
That's why I think that they're going to try to get rid of two other pitchers.
I've been saying all along they're going to get rid of two pitchers. They just got to get rid of the two right ones in the Garden Mets.
Yeah.
Trade Wheeler, they'll be very sorry.
All right. Anything else going on?
That's enough, ain't it?
I know it's a lot.
New York baseball. You know what? The Yankees' problems are huge. They got to solve them, or else you're going to see the repeat of 1978 when the Red Sox collapse. You're going to see a Yankee collapse because they have no arms.
Yeah, their
starting pitching's terrible. Chapman looks bad. The propaganda networks are saying they're just going through a bad time. Yeah, okay. They're going through a bad time.
No, they got to pick up.
Name countries that were lost because they had a bad time.
Yeah, they got to pick up a couple of pitchers. There's no doubt about it.
They definitely need pitching. Yeah,
they need two pitchers.
And the catcher's hurt again, so you don't know what's going to happen with that. Encarnacion, for all the 490-foot home runs he's hitting, he's still nothing but a 220, 230 hitter this year. The Yankees are in the penthouse, but the elevators aren't working too good lately.
All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.